In this bulletin, reports all asylum seeker children to be removed from the Roo by the end of the year. Donald Trump says the US could send as many as 15,000 troops to the border with Mexico. And in football, Australia's Daniel Azani injury struck during his debut match with the Scottish side Celtic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Byer. Former Attorney General George Brandis has confirmed all asylum seeker children on Nauru will be relocated to Australia by the end of the year. Mr. Brandis confirmed the federal government's plan during a radio interview in London, where he's serving as High Commissioner to the UK. Minister for Veterans Affairs Darren Chester has told Sky News he welcomes the announcement, but wants to ensure it doesn't lead to illegal boats trying to enter Australia.
We can't put the people smugglers back into business. So, yes, we absolutely have a responsibility to make sure that we do our bit in terms of resettling asylum seekers and making sure the children are well cared for and receive good medical assistance. But we can't let that vile trade start again. We've still got people today who are on those boats suffering as a result of that service.
Asked by Sydney radio station 2GB about the plans, Prime Minister Scott Morrison was reluctant to confirm whether the government actually plans to remove the children by the end of the year.
Children have been transferred off Nauru. That's been happening for some time. I haven't been showboating about it. I haven't been drawing attention to it. It's been done in accordance with our policies, our existing policies. And I obviously don't go into the operation arrangements.
Turkey has given its first official statement on how it believes journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed, saying he was immediately strangled upon entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Turkey has yet to provide evidence of the strangling, despite Saudi Arabia's admission that the plans to kill Mr. Khashoggi were made in advance. It comes after discussions between Turkey's top prosecutor and the Saudi chief prosecutor, which is said to have provided no consensus on how he died. Saudi Arabia has not commented on the meeting. Visitors to the Australian War Memorial will be able to watch soldiers at work in real time as part of a $500 million redevelopment of the Canberra institution. The project will cost $498 million and be completed over the next 9 years. The plans are expected to include a new complete redesign of the memorial's lower ground floor and a new underground exhibition hall to display large items such as helicopters and jet fighters and a live feed of current defence activities. The monument's director, Brendan Nelson, has told Sky News the revamp is about recognising and supporting Australia's servicemen and women.
The sole purpose of this is to increase the space so we can tell the stories of this Invictus generation, as Prince Harry called them. It's not about getting more dusty stuff out of the cupboard and putting it on display. It's about bringing to life the stories of these 90,000 young Australians and their families and what they've done for us over the last 20 years.
US President Donald Trump says the US could send as many as 15,000 troops to the border with Mexico. It comes as he hardens his stance against a caravan of migrants fleeing violence and poverty in Central America. The US Department of Defense has said it's identified about 7,000 active duty troops, including about 2,000 on standby, who could be deployed to the southern border. Speaking to reporters as he boarded his helicopter, Mr. Trump has warned migrants are not coming into the country.
Our military is out. We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE, and everybody else at the border. Nobody's coming in.
Indonesian rescuers believe they've located the flight recorder of the Lion Air plane, which crashed on Monday, killing all 189 people on board. Indonesia's military chief says divers are trying to check the location some 30 to 40 metres down in the Java Sea, but they're contending with strong currents. The head of Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee says the sounds are likely to be from the black box. To sport now, and in football, Australian football star Daniel Azani has been taken from the field on a stretcher just 20 minutes into his first team debut for the Scottish Giants Celtic. Celtic coach Brendan Rodgers brought Azani on as a 57th minute substitute in their Scottish Premier League clash at Dundee before the teen went down off the ball, clutching his knee. The 19-year-old Socceroos attacker's injury left the Hoops a man down for the remainder of the match, which they won 5-0. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy today and 22. Adelaide, also partly cloudy, 36 degrees. A possible shower in Melbourne, 33. Hobart, showers increasing, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 33. Wollongong, much the same, 25. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 29. Brisbane, sunny and 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, and 35. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.